Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to For You, the podcast. I am Sarah, your host, and I am so excited to be recording today. We are chatting about a very relevant topic to me currently. I am on day 3 of the 75 Hard Challenge, and so far, so good, I must admit. This topic is kind of going to be a little bit off topic from what I usually do. However, I think I'm going to put it under a TikTok trend episode because obviously it's new year. We're on like day 11 of January and the whole like new year, new me, smashing goals, like best year yet trend is really circulating on TikTok and social media in general right now. So welcome back to a TikTok trend episode. This is to do with all things 75 hard. 75 hard. Oh, I used to kind of like get the ick from it, I must admit, but, like it's kind of just a buzzy term or a buzzy challenge that a lot of people would do. Hang on one second. I'm going to just like fix my mic up so I can relax back a little bit more. Oh, that's much better. So yeah, 75 hard for ages has been around and a lot of people have done it. And like, I don't know, it was kind of just like never one of those things that really stood out to me. And if it did, it didn't last very long. Like I would always want to do it and then kind of like the buzz would wear off after like a day or two. However, this year, as kind of like spoken about in my previous episodes with, especially the one with Laura in the last episode we did, like 2023 is going to be the year of a glow up, of success, of love, of being the best version of yourself yet. So I'm kind of like really motivated this time. I'm one of those people who will get motivated and then like it'll wear off very quickly. But this is the first time in a long time where I have felt like hungry for motivation and like really excited to kind of just go all in with something. So in saying that, 75 hard, don't know if you know what it is, but I'm going to run you through kind of like the logistics of what the challenge is, why the challenge started, and kind of run you through my plan with 75 hard and how 75 hard is going to help me become the best version of myself. So essentially, if you don't know what 75 hard is, hang on one second. I'm going to have a Frank Green water bottle break. I honestly am addicted to my bottle and one of the parts of this challenge is drinking a gallon of water, which equals to like 4 liters, which I usually do anyway, so it's not too hard. But if I'm sipping on my bottle throughout, please just ignore me. So essentially 75 hard is a challenge where for 75 days you have to complete a list of rules no matter the conditions and without any compromises. So I'll list off the real rules for you. You need to do 2 workouts a day, 2 45-minute workouts, one of them being outdoors. Drink a gallon of water a day, which equals to like 4 liters or something in Aussie terms. Read 10 pages of a self-help, entrepreneurial, self-development, self-care book a day. Take a progress picture every day. Stick to a diet every day. So like choose your own diet and stick to that. And I actually think that's it, guys, which like isn't too hard if you think about it. For 75 days, it might be hard, but like in the grand scheme of things, I kind of do that already every day. I have also added into my own challenge, journaling every day. So that's one thing that I am focusing on also. So 2 workouts a day might seem okay. And like, if you are someone like me who is quite active, it's not too hard. I've kind of like split up my workout into morning and afternoon. So my first morning workout will either be like a walk, a run, a Pilates thing, boxing, a HIIT class, whatever, like just literally make it as much variety as you can and as fun as you can. One of the workouts has to be outside. And I didn't fully understand why. I thought it was just because, like, you know, you get fresh air and whatever. But after listening to the guy who started the challenge podcast, which I will also link below in the show notes for you to listen to if you want to jump onto the challenge as well, he explained that one of the workouts has to be outside because when you go through life, not everything's going to be perfect. The conditions aren't always going to be perfect, but you have to persevere anyway. So with that being said, if one day it's like 50 degrees outside, that's not perfect conditions to go outside and like run in or walk in or do a workout in. But one day it might be storming or raining or whatever it is, might be freezing cold. The conditions in life are never going to be perfect, and working out outside with no compromises each day, obviously as long as it's safe to do so, is what you need to push yourself to do. So I've been really lucky so far. It's been beautiful weather in Sydney this week, so my conditions for working out outside have been great, and I've loved getting outdoors and going for my morning walk or run. However, at the end of this week, it is meant to rain in Sydney, so I'm going to have to still do that. I'm still going to have to go outside and walk or run in the rain, and you need to do it because in life, if you've put your mind to something, the conditions aren't always going to be perfect. Life's going to throw you things here and there, but it's up to you to keep persevering and complete the challenge with no compromises. And yeah, like when you think about what the challenge entails, it's really not that hard. And at first I was like, look, oh no, sorry. I fully missed one of the challenge aspects. So one of the challenge aspects is no alcohol. Now, for me, that's pretty easy because I don't actually like going out and drinking too often anyway. I don't mind a party here and there, as we've discussed, but day to day or like weekend, I do not like going out and drinking. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like the money I'm spending. And I honestly just prefer to go out sober half the time. So for me, no alcohol is not a big deal. But for a lot of people, especially in our age, range and kind of like social scene at the moment, going out and not drinking is a big deal. And I think if you can't go without drinking for 75 days, you have a bigger issue to worry about. Like you need to learn to go out sober and be confident and be your best self and have fun, because I promise you, you can still have fun when you're sober. You can still get up on the dance floor and have a boogie, but it all comes down to confidence and being at peace in your own body and mind and not worrying about what people think. And yeah, like just staying true to the challenge you have set yourself for that kind of thing. Anyway, so that was one of the other challenge aspects. But yeah, at first when I like said I was going to do the challenge, I said that I would be happy if I got to 30 days with all of those not being compromised. But then I went and listened to the podcast by the guy who started the challenge, and he's very intense, but it was an amazing podcast, and it really like made me think about things from a different perspective. And that if I can't stick to 75 days of basic rules, like two workouts a day, a gallon of water a day, 10 pages a day, no alcohol, stick to a diet, take a progress break a day, if I cannot do 75 days out of the 365 days that there are in a year, I have an issue and I don't have good self-discipline. So I am so determined to do 75 days. And oh, I know I'm going to regret saying that in case I slip up, but I'm pretty confident that I won't slip up. I have a few birthdays coming up where we're going out for drinks. I have a few festivals that I am attending that obviously includes alcohol. And I just like have some big things coming up that, yeah, it's going to be hard to stick to with, and life does get busy. But if I can be one of those people who finish the challenge, I'm going to be so proud of myself. I'm going to be proud of myself regardless for even trying. And so should you if you're going to do it. But like, oh, the kind of reward at the end of that, the guy who started the program said that only 1% of people actually finish the 75 days. And with him saying that made me so freaking motivated to be a part of that 1%. Like if I can be a part of that 1% who finished 75 hard, props to me. Like that is a huge achievement. And I think it's a really good way for me to kind of implement small little habits that are going to have an effect long term for me. So I think a lot of people see 75 hard as a physical challenge, and don't get me wrong, it is a physical challenge, but the whole point of the challenge is to be a mental and emotional challenge. So you are mentally challenging yourself to be self-disciplined enough to stick to 75 days of basic simple rules, have basic self-discipline, and just go for it. Like, that's the whole point of the challenge. And yes, you will probably see physical outcomes from doing that, of course, because if you're sticking to like a diet and working out twice a day and not drinking alcohol, you're going to have amazing physical results, which I'm super excited to also see how that kind of works with my body. But I think I'm way more excited for the emotional and mental challenge that I am going to be putting onto myself. Like, already it's day 3. So I have been reading the book Atomic Habits. I actually have it here. Let me grab it out of my bag. So I've been reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, and I had seen this book like posted everywhere over the years, and I've kind of just thought it was another one of those like buzz books that everyone needs to read. However, like, I mean, I've only read, I think I'm up to like page 40 or something at the moment. I've read a few more pages than 10 pages a day because I've actually really enjoyed it. But I think especially for starting 75 hard, because 75 hard is all about implementing these small habits each day that are going to equivalent to, whoa, that did not make sense, equal a huge change. So it kind of really explains the power of small habits. Here it literally says on the front page, tiny changes that will result in remarkable results. So I'm going to just open up to one of the pages I read here. So on page 16, it explains that 1% better every day is how you should be looking at your life, and atomic habits are the small changes you're making to have remarkable results. So I've also seen the phrase 1% better every day thrown around by so many brands, people of influence, public figures, books, whatever. And I've never kind of really understood it. And again, I thought it was just like a buzz phrase. But now that I've read this part of Atomic Habits, I fully understand, and it makes so much more sense in like why 1% better every day matters and how it matters. So if you do 1% worse every day for 1 year, you're declining towards zero. So you're going to equal 0.99 down to like 0000000. So you're going to keep going. But then if you go 1% better every day for 1 year, that equals 37.78% better for the whole year. So you can either get towards zero with doing 1% worse every day, or you can get to 37.78% better, which is huge in the grand scheme of things. Like, you, a lot of people look at change and try to achieve these goals by, you know, making a huge change and then failing and then giving up. But if you just implement little habits every day, little bits of self-discipline every day, at the end of the year, you're going to be a better person by 37.78%, which to me is huge. And it kind of gave me like a whole new perspective, and I wouldn't say lease, but also like lease on life in terms of how to achieve goals that I set myself. I think a lot of the time over like previous years, I have set myself quite unrealistic goals in sense of, I want to get to the gym and be like the fittest girl, and I want to lose this much weight by this date. But I think I've just changed my perception of goals this year to be more relatable and understandable to myself, and setting goals that I know I can achieve by implementing these small changes and small habits that are going to help me get there. So it's a great, great book. I highly recommend Atomic Habits. Honestly, like, I'm not really a self-help development book kind of gal. I do like a little bit of a love romance novel, but this book, I understand why it's an international bestseller. It's so good. So highly recommend if you are either wanting to smash some goals this year or start 75 hard, I recommend Atomic Habits 110%. it also like talks about your mindset. This is another thing that really stood out to me while I was reading the book yesterday. It talks about your mindset in terms of trying to break a habit. So I actually pulled myself up on this one yesterday. So a part of my diet that I'm following for 75 hard is I'm doing an 80-20 diet, because if I restrict myself too much, I know that I will start to resent the challenge and, it just like won't work for me. It hasn't worked in the past. So I'm approaching the diet as no dairy, no gluten, because I'm not meant to be eating those anyway for health issues. So I'm going to stop eating them. I'm going to stop eating processed and refined sugar. And then I'm going to stick to a mostly whole foods diet and, you know, have a bit of like yummy food here and there. Follow the 80-20 balance rule. So because I'm not having sugar, I'm not having lollies or chocolate. And yesterday my mom was in the kitchen and she knows I'm doing the challenge. And I'm currently living with my parents. So they always have like naughty food in the kitchen and the pantry, which I have to stop myself from eating. But she came up to me and she's like, "Oh, Sarah, do you want a lolly?" And I was like, "Oh, no. I'm doing 75 hard. I'm trying to not eat lollies at the moment." And then I pulled back and I remember a line that I read in the Atomic Habits book. And it said, instead of saying to someone when they offer you something you're trying to break a habit on, "I'm trying not to do that anymore," you say, "I don't do that. Sorry." So I said to my mom, "Actually, no. It's not that I'm not trying to eat lollies. I don't eat lollies anymore." And she was like, "Oh, okay. That's a really good mindset switch." So how it kind of explained it in the book was, if you are a smoker and you're trying to break the habit of smoking every day, if you are around someone who's smoking and they offer you a cigarette and you say, "Oh, I'm trying not to smoke," you're still in your mind telling yourself that you are a smoker, but you're just trying to break that habit. Whereas if you switch your mindset and your outlook on it and you say, "Oh no, thank you, I'm not a smoker," you're telling your brain that you no longer smoke and you don't need to break a habit because you've already broken it. So it's kind of, again, that like manifestation mindset kind of outlook on things, and speaking it out loud as if it's already happened. So I absolutely loved that and never really thought about breaking habits or starting habits to do like that. So I found that really helpful and I'm going to be implementing that in how I say no to people. So again, when I go to these festivals, when I go to these parties, if people ask me for a drink or ask me why I'm not drinking, which I know that they will because it's quite abnormal to do these days, I'm going to say, "I have made a decision to not drink at the moment," or I'm not drinking, full stop. Not being like, "Oh, I'm doing 75 hard challenge and like I'm not allowed to," like, no, like I am not a drinker. I'm not drinking at this point in my life, full stop to them. So, that's pretty much like the book aspect of things and what I've learned so far this week. I'm going to do two other check-ins throughout the time period. So 75 days, I think that takes me to mid-March, which is a long time, but I'm pretty determined. I'll keep you guys updated with everything to do with my challenge. So I've done a first week check-in. I'm going to do a mid-challenge check-in, and then I'm going to do a wrap-up of how I found the challenge. I've heard that around day 50 gets really hard. But I do have some people in my life who are also doing the challenge with me from afar. So it's good to have those like accountability partners. And just remember that I'm able to switch up my workouts and have a variety of workouts in there to help me achieve my workouts and kind of just keep pushing through, but also rest when I need to. If that means one day I just do like a 45-minute yoga flow and a walk, that is fine. And that's what my body needs, but it's still about making those small habits and absolutely smashing it. So if you guys want to do 75 hard, I will leave the podcast in the show notes that I listened to that got me really motivated and really explained the why of the challenge to me a little bit better. Also, download the 75 hard app. I think it's like $7.99 or $8.99 or something like that, but so worth it. And you can like set reminders in your phone to do the challenge prompts. So highly recommend the app. And it like ticks off each day as well, and highly recommend doing it with a friend to keep you accountable. And also journal the process. I know that's not a part of the challenge, rules. However, I have found so far in my 3 days that journaling the challenge process and how I'm feeling each day and what I did each day, will be really good to look back on. I think I'm a big journaler in general. So I do love a journal. I love like being able to flick back and be like, okay, how was I feeling this time last year? How was I feeling this time a few months ago? And just see how my mindset has evolved and how I have developed as a person. So definitely recommend doing that and just implementing small habits that is going to help you reach your goal. So I'm excited to see if any of you do it with me. Let me know, send me a message on Instagram or TikTok. I am also documenting my entire process on TikTok. I'm trying to do one TikTok a day, about 75 hard. So hopefully I stick to that. If not, I will still keep you guys updated with how I feel every day on like stories or something like that. So yeah, let me know. I also want to hear what your goals are for 2023. And if you have any other challenges, also let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at foryou.thepodcast or on TikTok at Sarah M. O. Sullivan. And that's kind of it for this episode, guys. I'm so grateful for all of you who have been listening so far. I've had a lot of people who I haven't expected to listen and tune in, and it's been a really nice kind of way to start my year. And also because I have gone full-time freelance as a social media manager now as well, it's just been so nice to like have the support of people who you didn't even think would support you. So I'm very grateful for all of you who are listening. I hope that you have an amazing day and absolutely smash your 2023 goals as well. Also, don't be disheartened if you haven't started any of your 2023 goals yet or anything to help with those goals. You can start whenever. You don't have to start in a new year. You can wake up one Wednesday morning and start. Like it really doesn't matter when you want to start a new goal or habit or a lifestyle change or anything like that. You have the power over your own life and you don't need to listen or conform to the pressure of society around goals and new year habits and new year changes. But if you want to, also go for it, each to their own. But just remember to practice gratitude every day, practice a positive mindset and self-love. And I'm sure that all things will flow. Have an amazing week. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.